Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line now with us on our Oakland Heart Talking text line, the head football coach on the hottest football team in Louisiana, Frank Selfull. Frank, thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight, man? Y'all have a heck of a time over there in that studio, don't you?
Yeah, Frank. You know we do.
And Bobby lets me count his money every once in a while. Once in a while he says, Mike, I got a little stack. Won't you count it?
No, that's on both sides of the fence there.
Frank, you just coming off, a big win, 61-24 over Houston Baptist. Fourth straight win, the most single game of point in yardage this season. You're off to a 3-0 start in the Southland. Things are pretty good, brother, when you ride in that wave.
Well, you know how far it is. You can get to the top, but it's a quick drop to the bottom. And you go day by day. Everybody thinks it's coach speak, but it's not. It's only what you've done for me lately, and everybody knows that. And we had a good practice today, and we need a good one tomorrow and Friday, and then you play on Saturday. But you can't look behind you. You can't look ahead because the day will come up and punch you right in the mouth.
Yep. Now, Coach Selfull, what has been the number one thing when you're trying to establish, being a winner and you're winning year in and year out? Because I know you know the proximity where Southeastern is in Hammond, and you look at all the talent. Boy, you're right there on I-12, and then, you look at the River Parish region, even anywhere in southeast Louisiana, but then also you're dealing with the transfer portals. Do you have any secrets how you're getting it done? Because it seems like you're getting the players for sure.
You know what, Bobby? I think the whole thing is the culture in the locker room. And it's what you allow and what you tolerate. We don't tolerate mediocrity. If you're not willing to work, transfers don't last here. High school kids don't last here. What you said is exactly right, though. The talent in this area is fantastic. And I said, when I got this job, we're going to increase the number of kids we got from Louisiana. And we went from 42 to 66 now.
Whoa.
67% of kids on our team are from Louisiana. And 80% of the kids that we, freshmen that have come in and since I've been here, are from Louisiana. So I'm taking Louisiana kids. Now, when we can't get what we need, we're going to go outside and we're going to go get the best player available to help us win. But at the same time, we're going to build it with Louisiana kids and grow it that way. I'm from here. You guys are from here.
Yeah.
These kids know how to play football. They love it. They're well-coached when you get them. They're instinctive. And I believe you can win. I believe we can win on a national level. Timmy Rebo kind of set the standard in this conference when it talked about recruiting local kids down at Nicholls State. And I give him credit for that. And we've kind of looked at that and said, you know what, he's doing it the right way. We're going to do it that way also. I'm going to reward these kids. And that's what we're doing. And we're starting to see the success on the field for us. It's the third year in a row we've been in the top 25.
And, Frank, boy, it seems like, being road warriors, whenever you get to play a game in Strawberry Stadium, and what is the response of the fans? It seems like, hey, we all love to support winners. I don't care if it's football, basketball, any sport. Are you winning? I want to be in that number. So going forward, I know you've encouraged the fans to come out and see winning football right there in Hammond, Louisiana, Strawberry Stadium.
We do, Bobby. And we got a special product. Look, we're not just winning games now. We got some special players. Cole Kelly and C.J. Turner and Austin Mitchell and our offensive line and some of the kids that we got playing, Alexis Ramos on defense. We've got some really special players, All-Americans and Philando Jordan. We got some guys who I think people should come see. If you're a college football fan, I don't care who your affiliation, who your loyalty stands right. with, if you have free time, come watch the game. And if you don't like it, don't come back. But I think you're going to really like the product, but you're going to be impressed with our players and the talent level and where we're at right now.
Coach, you know, so much has been brought up about Cole and what he did to change sort of the program. And really, he's been a fantastic football player for you. But I got to give you a lot of credit because the Cole Kelly I saw at Arkansas wasn't the Cole Kelly I've seen at Southeastern. Kind of what was the flip the switch with him? He's much more accurate with the football. He's always been a big man, but you know he moves around the pocket a little bit. He's not a speedster by any stretch, but he can move around. He's a big power runner, but his accuracy skills have really improved. And I think a lot of that has to go to you. That you have to take some credit for that, for molding this guy, giving him an opportunity and everything, and the confidence he plays with. He's a guy. Hey, just give me the ball. I can do it.
Yeah, he's like that. I think what's happened with him is that he's gotten to he's changed his mindset about playing this game. He and I had a lot of long discussions about that, and he was ready to give the game up when he left Arkansas. He just didn't feel like he was learning and growing and becoming the man and the player that he wanted to be. And when he got here, it started to change. He started to see different. I'd like to take some credit, but it's Greg Stevens, our offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, has really done a fantastic job with Cole and taking him under his wing. And what he's improved on so much is his mechanics.
Right.
They've just improved so much. His release has gotten to be consistent now. He's throwing with a better base. And now, you know, because of that, you're getting more velocity on the ball and he's more accurate. And as he's grown, he went through the spring season, and that's where I think I tell people, I think there's a high ceiling on him because those seven games in the spring was the only time he started games. And so he went through those seven games, and now you're starting to really see some maturity come out based on the experience that he's getting. And I think that's why the numbers are getting put up like they are right now.
Now, Frank, with that being said, I mean, when you look at from a recruiting standpoint, whenever you win national awards, gave out. It was in, you know, the championship was at UT Chattanooga. We had a banquet. You know, the Walter Payton Award. I gave a little speech. I gave that out when I was living in Georgia, and then I drove to Chattanooga. Boy, you know, I gave an award to. Remember Brian Westbrook?
Oh,
with the Eagles,
right?
I want to say went to Villanova.
Yeah.
So Brian Westbrook. So, Coach Frank, I'm thinking like this has to help you recruiting when you're getting from a national stage those type of awards like the Walter Payton Award for your player.
Yeah, I think that helps. The recognition helps. Our name is out there now. Like I said, we're in the top 25 3 years in a row. And I said that when I got here. I wanted to be a national program, not just a regional program at the FCS level. And then what it also helps is if we put up numbers like we do, quarterbacks are, they look at that and
attractive.
Go, you know what? Over there and play for a year or two, man, and light it up. Receivers, tight ends, running backs. When you got a chance to put up numbers like that and catch as many balls and score touchdowns, I mean, that's what guys want, right? You want to be a receiver, you want to catch balls, come here. And that's what we're doing, man. We're using that in recruiting.
Coach, Bobby's not going to want to hear this, but this Saturday you play Northwestern State. So tell them all about Northwestern State here, man.
I think give them some inside information on that. I don't think they have Mark Super Duper or Joe Delaney with the Demons right now. I was fortunate to play with NFL players that were unbelievable. Gary Reasons won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants. But, I'm a big fan of Brad Laird. I hope it works out for him. You know, his dad, Billy Laird, was my offensive coordinator. And, you know, Brad had an unbelievable career at Ruston High School and then at Northwestern. But they're kind of struggling right now. But it is, a football game you have to come to play. Northwestern, to say the least, right now, we've been struggling.
Yeah, but listen, Brad's a very good friend of mine, too, Bobby. I mean, you know, coaches are. But what he's done, he's got some things up there that are going on. You know, we play those guys in the spring down here, and we block 3 field goals, and if we don't do that, we don't win the game.
Whoa.
And they've got a great deal of confidence playing us. They've never backed down from playing us. They've been in the thick of every game that we've played since I've been here. We're going to have to play well, and it's not easy to go on the road in this conference. I don't care who you are and what the records are. The games end up being close, and it's hard to win on somebody else's field. And, you know, this is our last road game. Then we have 3 out of 4 at home, but in this stretch of games, this is our last road game, and it's important for us to be able to get out early and play well throughout the whole game.
Now, you know, Frank, I wanted to ask you this. Sorry, Mike. But I was talking with Mike at this at the break, because usually when you look at the rankings and when it comes out, usually, you know, you have, like, first place votes here. You got a few number there. Like, it might be North Dakota, Montana, whatever, North Dakota State. But Sam Houston's, like, getting every first place vote. What the, are they truly that good? I was like, say what? Because usually it's like you spread the wealth. But when they get every vote to be first place right now, boy, Sam Houston got it going on.
That's almost like an Alabama vote.
Yes. I was like, what? Usually they got to split it a little bit, but I was astonished by that.
Yeah, and you know what, Bobby? We went up there. They won a national championship in the spring, and they really played well. They had those games at home once they got to the playoffs.
Right.
We went up there, won in the spring, and they ended up beating us by 5 on their field. And we had a 4th-and-1 late with 3 minutes left in the game in the red zone, and we didn't pick it up. And we ended up losing that day, but we watched that team go through the season and then go through the playoffs, and every day we looked at ourselves as a team and said, how close are we to them?
Yes.
And that motivated us throughout the summer, fall camp, and it's motivating us right now. Now, we're doing everything that we can do each week, week in and week out, but we also know that the national championship is not just some pie in the sky. It's something that's attainable and reachable because we sit there and played the national champion in week 1 and had an opportunity to win that game.
Whoa. Yeah.
Coach, if somebody hasn't seen Austin Mitchell play, kind of give your description of Mitchell, man, who's really been a big-time playmaker for you guys.
Fast. That's right. Fast. Real fast. He's, you know, Bobby, when you talk about Mark Duper, it's just a different level. I'm not saying Austin's in that category because Mark was such a fantastic receiver.
He is a world-class sprinter, but when you fast, you know what fast is.
Exactly. You just say fast, right? That's all you have to say. You know, right. Fast. Well, that's what he does. He's sneaky fast where he gets on top of guys' toes so fast, and then he explodes past them. And if you don't get a hand on him, if you don't disrupt his route, he's going to be by you. And, you know, Cole's had to learn that the hard way. He underthrew him a few times in 2019 and again this spring. But I think they've been on the same page a lot more this fall. And he's really seeing that explosion take place. And that's why you're seeing the big plays out of him.
And, Frank, you're like this because I told this to Mike, and everybody would say, boy, look at the rapport like Victor Otis. Northwestern won the 400-meter relay NCAA championship in 1981. I'm throwing to Victor Otis. I'm doing a toss sweep to Joe Delaney. Throwing to Mark Duper. They'd say, oh, they must really practice that a lot, that deep ball. Look at the timing. You know what I would do? I would just throw it out there, and they would go run and catch it. You know, people think that you got to be so accurate. You throw in a deep ball. You know what you got to do? Jameis, I think, has the grasp of this. Taysom Hill does not. You got to throw the ball out there, put enough height under it to let him run under it. You have to have confidence. A deep ball throw, people think you got to, like, be pinpoint. No, you have to have the trajectory, the right trajectory. You get it out there.
And let that fast guy run under.
Fast, yes, they're going to run under. Then you look good. And then everybody's, like, praising you.
Bobby, you know this. You got to have enough air underneath that ball for that receiver to adjust to any. You're going to be off. You're not going to be perfect as a quarterback. But the receiver, if you have enough air underneath the ball, the receiver's going to be able to adjust to it.
Amen.
And make you look. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Frank, was there a moment that you looked at this team, and I was telling Bobby that, you know, that's always kind of a moment in time that you say, man, I think we've really got something here. We've really got it working. Was there a game or a moment that you kind of went back and say, that's what kind of changed things here?
Well, I think the Sam Houston game was one of those. When we played those guys at their place to start the season, coming off a COVID year and everything else, we felt like here we are. We're the same team as these guys. They're not better than us. We can play with
these
guys.
We're right there. Yep.
But I think we didn't say we're going to win. I think, and it's my fault as a head coach for not saying that. And then I think when we left for the Hurricane, we saw a great deal of bonding in those 12 days. We were living in a hotel together, and that solidified our football.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we got to get you on more often, but we appreciate your time tonight.
All right,
keep
Frank,
rolling.
All right, Frank, you the man.
I love it, guys. Thank y'all so much, man. Y'all enjoy, and I love listening to y'all.
Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.